The other issue that comes up, you're basically the development of atrial fibrillation. Have you had patients on ibrutinib who develop atrial fibrillation, require anticoagulation? What do you do in that situation?
Well, again, we weigh the risks and benefits. And I think for someone who has a high-risk CLL where there are other limited options, then we often will try to keep them on therapy and control their rate and anticoagulate them as safely as we can, or potentially anticoagulate them with aspirin if appropriate rather than full anticoagulation. It really is an individualized situation. There are not a lot of great therapies or effective therapies approved for deletion 17p CLL, for example. So you basically have ibrutinib, venetoclax, idelalisib in the relapse setting also has activity with rituximab, but you're somewhat limited.
So the other issue about ibrutinib I hear people talking about relates to surgery, dental procedures. What advice or what do you do with your patients who are having that?
Usually we have them hold the drug, so 3 days for minor procedures and a week or more for major surgery. We do have them hold the drug.